Hello and welcome to Epicenter. My name is Camilla Foy, and today I will be starting a new series on the podcast talking about mental health in relation to epilepsy. When one thinks of mental health, it seems pretty plain cut and simple. Anxiety, depression, and other so-called common disorders are brought up, and people generally tend to think it is not too complicated to understand. Unfortunately, that is not the case. In an otherwise healthy person, mental health can be as complex to digest as learning something like chemistry or calculus. This can be especially true when applying it to epilepsy. Not to fear, though, for as you continue to learn and progress, it becomes much easier to interpret. What I mean to say is that to truly understand mental health as it pertains to epilepsy, you must first learn the basics of mental health. That being said, this episode will delve into the basics, helping you develop your understanding of mental disorders and their classifications. First, I will ask a simple, yet important question. What is mental health? I know what you're probably thinking, Camilla, I know what mental health is, why do you need to go over it again? Well, when it comes to a textbook definition, it helps us understand not only what it is, but how it affects our mental processes, especially when it comes to epilepsy. Simply defined, mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make healthy choices. As you can imagine, this could highly impact a person with epilepsy, as stress is a common seizure trigger. Mental health is just as important as physical health, as it can contribute to other conditions later on in life. For example, depression has been known to increase the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and strokes. One misconception about mental health is that one must have gone through an extremely traumatizing event or was born with a mental disorder to have mental health issues. The truth is that your mental health can change over time. Everyone goes through bad days and good days, and your environment and conditions can affect the way you think and perceive the environment around you. This is true to mental health as well. Mental illnesses are among the most common health conditions in the United States. More than 1 in 5 U.S. adults live with mental illness. Over 1 in 5 kids from the ages of 13 to 18, either currently or at some point during their life, have had a seriously debilitating mental illness. About 1 in 25 U.S. adults live with a serious mental illness, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or major depression. There are more than 200 mental illnesses, so it is impossible to cover all of them in one episode. There are some ones that are commonly known in our society, such as anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, multiple personality disorder, schizophrenia, obsessive-compulsive disorder, etc. A number of things can cause mental illness. Today, I will be covering it from the psychological perspective, and how a psychologist would classify them. This will make it easier to understand mental health as it relates to epilepsy in later episodes. The biopsychosocial approach in psychology models the connection between biology, psychology, and socio-environmental factors as it pertains to mental health. Systematic consideration of psychological and social factors requires application of relevant social sciences, just as consideration of biological factors requires application of relevant natural sciences. The biological approach focuses on physical health, disability, genetic vulnerabilities, drug effects to the brain, temperament, and IQ in relation to mental illness. It is, as it might suggest, the biological aspect of mental health. Anything to do with your biological makeup and how it might affect your mental health is the biological approach. The psychological approach looks at self-esteem, coping skills, social skills, family relationships, trauma, along with temperament and IQ as well. This could be considered the part that analyzes your feelings, perceptions, and the way you see things. Anything that affects you mentally and how your brain processes it. Lastly, the social approach looks at one's peers, family circumstances, school, family relationships, trauma, and drug effects. This one is pretty self-explanatory, as social is a part of our everyday language. One thing I want to mention is drug effects do include illegal substances, but can also include medications. This is especially relevant in epilepsy, as anti-seizure meds are known to cause side effects that affect mental health. The biopsychosocial approach allows one to analyze all aspects of a person's life to help identify the cause of mental disorders. Each part of the approach is interconnected. It aids mental health professionals to identify not only the causes, but classifications of mental disorders. This brings me to a very important piece of information, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or otherwise known as the DSM. This is the handbook used by the United States healthcare professionals and much of the world as the guide to the diagnosis of mental disorders. It is updated every 5 to 7 years, the last revision having been made in 2022. This manual will be brought up in later episodes, so I thought it would be important to establish its importance now. There is so much that goes into psychology and the classification and dissection of mental health disorders. There are different approaches that make it easier to understand the mental conditions and how they are understood in the world of psychology. However, the knowledge is so extensive that it would take years worth of episodes and experience to explain it all. I will be explaining more in future episodes as relevance appears in accordance to topics brought up, but these are the basics that will help you understand the next episode. If you are interested in learning more about mental health and the psychology side of things, I would recommend reading the CDC's articles and the APA's journals. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Epicenter. If there are any questions or topics you would like me to address in this mental health series, please comment or DM on my Instagram. It is always helpful to gain your perspectives and interests. It is what makes the podcast a community. I do enjoy getting messages from the listeners, so don't be shy to reach out. In the next episode of Epicenter, I will be discussing the common mental illnesses and disorders as it pertains to epilepsy. Also, I wanted to point out that it is Mental Health Awareness Month. Please stay tuned, and thank you for listening to Epicenter.